Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Either you are a morning person or a late night person. You cannot be both. I know many people have tried. It does not work. Personally, I love the mornings. Up at 4:30, alarm clock's set for 5, but I'm up at 4:30. Hey, if I sleep into 4:35, that's about it for me. Cup of coffee, it's peaceful. I grab the camera and I go. And I love everything about the morning. So we'll come back to that in a little bit. I get so many compliments about my photos on Facebook, Twitter. You could follow me on Twitter at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors. The most positive reactions from people are the photos of my sunrises and sunsets. And like I just told you, I am a morning person, so I have so many sunrises. Did you ever notice when you're watching a sunrise or a sunset that the sun appears to be on the horizon longer than anywhere else in the sky? I will get to the science behind that in a few moments. So let's talk about those sun movements. Gabby had been asking me for weeks. She's going, how can you tell time by the sun? And every time she asked me, no joke, it was a cloudy day. And I kept saying, you got to wait. You got to wait. You got to wait till the sun. And it's another day. Well, what about? I said, you got to wait. So this past week, the sun is finally out when I'm picking her up from school. And there's a county park right next to her school. And I said, come on, let's go. She goes, why are we going to the park? It's cold. I said, yeah, but I'm going to show you something. So we get into the park. And I said, you could tell that it's about 3:30 right now. How do you know that? Well, let's look up at the sky. And I showed her the east where the sun rises, the west where it sets. I showed her where the sun was. And then I said, you could also tell by your shadows. So I said, look down. And she looked down. Again, winter sky, 3:30. Shadows getting a little bit longer. She was utterly amazed of the size of the shadow of her foot. And she started to compare my feet and her feet in the shadows and all this. But it was that learning, you know, this, especially with children, there is that learning moment, that teachable moment, and that is one of them. So sunrises and sunsets will obviously have to do with the movements of the sun across the sky near the horizon. So that's why I shared that bit of, you know, with Gab and I. So let's discuss a few physics. People are like, physics? Yeah, I hate it. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you some practical physics lessons today because it's going to have all to do with those sunrises and sunsets. So we're going to talk about some light concepts and the coolest physics fact that you're ever going to get in the history of the world. So first I'm going to give you a number and you're going to go, that's not so cool. But then I'm going to tell you something about it. So the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. And when you say that this really to everyone, it's like it's hard to conceptualize what that means. So indulge me for a few minutes and please do this. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. If you're driving right now and listening to this podcast show, don't close your eyes. But everyone else, hey, here you go. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. If you were traveling at the speed of light, and in that time where I said, close your eyes, open your eyes, you would have traveled around the earth 8 times. That's how fast the speed of light is. And people, see, that's that cool amazing. See, physics, people hearing, oh, well, it can't be. Well, yeah, you can make it fun. And that's the whole idea behind it. Now, I'm going to let you know that that's going to have a lot to do with reflection and refraction of light, because we're going to have to talk about these terms because that's also going to have something to do. But I'm going to give you some practical knowledge with these physics terms, you know, something to do with the sunrises and sunsets. Reflection is the bouncing of waves in a regular pattern. So you look into a mirror. No, not if you're driving, don't look into the mirror. But everyone else, you look in the mirror. Well, your image is a visual likeness. See, you're seeing exactly what you look like. That's what the visual likeness is, because the light is reflected. It is bouncing in a regular pattern. So now let's go to the funhouse. And in the funhouse mirrors, these mirrors can make you look tall. They can make you look short. So the question is why? These mirrors are made to refract light. This is the bending of waves. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, you know a lot about refraction of light because of some of the summer fun activities, and I'll talk to you about them. And I'm sure everyone has done this. It's you're standing by the edge of a pool, somebody throws some change in the pool, and you dive into the pool, you dive in where you think the coins are, and as you dive down, all of a sudden you go, oh, it's here, and you go off to a different angle. Well, what was happening is the light was refracting off of the boundary between the air and the water and bending the light, so it appeared that, you know, and some of you have done this, you put a fill up a clear glass of water, you stick a pencil in it, and the pencil looks bent because it's getting bent. Well, let's also talk about rainbows. We typically think about rainbows, summer, fall, spring type of thing. Every now and then you do get a cool winter rainbow. Well, the water is refracting at the boundary between the air and the raindrops, and the speed of light changes. And that's why you're seeing that rainbow that way. And hey, in the summertime, I'm sure you all have had, you're at a hose, you're washing your truck, whatever you're doing. And while you're watering, all of a sudden you see a rainbow right there. Well, you're causing a refraction, the bending of light. Now, here's a cool refraction one before I get to sunrises and sunsets. Now, you got a mother bear called the sow and her cubs. And the mother bear, they're standing by the river's edge. And she's squatting and getting salmon after salmon. And the cub is seeing mom do it. And, you know, they're going to emulate her. And they swing and miss, swing and miss. And they're looking like, well, mom gets a fish every single time, and I don't, until they realize, now think about this. Here's a bear realizing, oh, excuse me, well, with the refraction of light and the light being bent, and then all of a sudden the bear realizes the fish isn't here. It's there right next to it, gets the fish. And here's one of the, and Gabby wanted to see this, and I showed this to her because, you know, we're near ocean water. So if we're near ocean water, there are osprey all over fish in the talons, and she has yet to see an osprey come down and get a fish out of the water. So my good buddy, Coach Gorski, sends me a video, and it's an osprey catching this huge rainbow trout, and it was like virtually impossible for him to get like airborne with it again out of the water. He's in the water trying to get this big old fish. But think about this. An osprey could be, you know, half a mile up looking straight down. An eagle could be a mile up looking straight down and seeing a fish swim. And they look down, and they come straight down and get the fish. Well, they know about that bending of light. And again, it is through trial and error. And again, if you keep missing and you're hungry, you will figure that out. So now, you got all that picture in your mind. What about sunrises and sunsets? Well, I'm getting there. So you know what? Let's get there. But first, another physics little thing to do at home, especially if you have little kids. But this also amazes adults too. You take a little pie tin, a little aluminum tray. You sit at the edge of the table, sitting on a chair, pie tin in the middle of the table, and you slowly move the chair back. So you put a quarter in the far end of the pie tin until the quarter disappears. Can't see it anymore. And then you put a little piece of tape on the floor, a little masking tape, where the chair was. You go fill the pie tin up halfway with water. You put it down, put the quarter back in, far end, put the chair exactly back where it was, and the quarter that disappeared now magically appears. And you go, well, how? Well, light was being bent. So no, it wasn't magic. It was refraction. So now let's take all this information you just learned. See, physics can be fun. And create a sunset. So you're sitting on a mountaintop. And I've done this many times in the Rocky Mountains. There's the curve of the earth. The sun just keeps sitting still on the horizon. You're like, oh, it seems like it's just staying there. Well, how is that happening? Well, sunlight is being refracted or bent upwards. So the image you're seeing for part of the time, think about this, it's not really there. The sun is already actually set. So you're looking at a sunset and it's lasting, but the last part of the sunset, the sun has already gone behind the horizon, over the horizon, and light is being bent up by the molecules in the atmosphere. So let's not minimize this moment by physics. You know, at the ocean, my folks live there, and I get up every morning, and again, me, the morning guy, cup of coffee, out the door way before sunrise, and I get there, and I mean every single day that I am at the shore, I am at the ocean shooting sunrises, and people are going, man, these are spectacular. Hey, you can do it as well. Hey, I am not a late night person, so I'm going to get out there. See, I get the benefit of both because sunsets happen when you're still awake. You don't have to worry about late night. So I see all of these sunrises, and I'm going to let you know that seeing these are free. Get out there and check them out. And you know what? I might have my kayak loaded on the truck. I'm out there, sunrise, click, 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 get them. And then I load the kayak, get it in some back paddle into some water, see some osprey. And like I'm enjoying that part of the day. I'll tell you a real cool one. I was filming up on Lake Champlain with ESPN pro Mark Laprete. And we're up there. And every morning I am on there and I am filming. You know, we're at this little camp. And I am filming sunrises on Lake Champlain. And I am getting some of the greatest photos in the world. And somebody who was with me, who was doing some of the filming, says, oh, can I see your pictures? So I hand him my camera and he looks at all the photos and I get home and he deleted all of the sunrise photos. And I was like, no, to this day, no one has ever, like, I mean, never. And I have the big old cameras, you know, we film with it. No one is allowed to preview anything till I get home. Because if they hit the delete button, it's gone forever. And I lost some of the greatest photos of sunrises. Now, as I mentioned to you, I'm doing my grizzly bear research. So I'm in the top of the Rockies and I'm just sitting there and every night get out there with a cup of tea and lemon because that's my nighttime hot drink. Get out there and I just sit there with a cup of tea and lemon in one hand, camera in the other, and I just sit there and I shoot sunsets over the Rockies every single night. And hey, both of them look spectacular. I'll zip down to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, one of my favorite places also out west. And the rodeo there, Jackson Hole Rodeo, and Rocky Mountains behind it. So I'm shooting some of the rodeo stuff, and I just turn around and click, 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 and I get some of the great sunsets that are there as well. Now, very recently, driving towards the shore to my parents, the sun is rising before I could get down there, and I see this beautiful sunrise happen to be on the highway, and I'm going, I'm going to miss it. So I said, and I sort of veered off, got off, and I said, where can I find this sunrise through? Because I knew I was going to miss it at the beach. And I see the sun rising through the forest. And it looked like the forest was on fire with the sun rising like behind it and all. And I got my camera and click, click, click. And I got some great, great photos of that. So if you're a morning person, you're going to see many sunrises and sunsets. If you're a night owl, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to miss half of nature's greatest gifts. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.